Roto-Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Want to welcome you to this Friday edition of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I am Dan Bach, here to take you through the Friday night in Daily Fantasy Baseball, looking like a fun one, and certainly want to thank Fantasy Draft for their support, their sponsorship of this very show. And if you want to check them out, we certainly hope you do. Go through our links over on Roto Grinders, and you'll get access to the premium content over there for 3 full months. Going to make your life that much easier as a player on Fantasy Draft. And tonight, we're doing something special for you, because we love you podcast listeners, and this is what it is. They've got their $25,000 home run contest, and this is a $25 entry and 30 max. So again, you don't have to worry about 150 entries in this from people. 30 entries is the max. So here's what I've decided to do with this tournament tonight. Now, I'm going to be playing it. I don't know how many lineups I'm going to put in. I'm not going to single entry it, but I might not max out. But I'll still have a handful of entries into this one tonight. So what you need to do is play in this tournament. If you finish higher than my best score, you're going to get a free entry either into the big $20,000 golf GPP coming up at the U.S. Open or to a future home run contest. They basically run them every night. It's a $25 ticket. So all you need to do is finish higher than me and you get that. So that's what we're doing here today. And to be eligible, what you need to do, click the go to the comments section over on Roto Grinders and leave your fantasy draft username. So if you're playing that tournament tonight, and you should, there might be a chance we get a little bit of overlay in it. If you're playing that contest, there's zero reason for you not to throw your username out there in the comments and try to beat me. So, and you know what? I'll go one further. I'll add something on that as well. Not only if you beat me, you'll get that ticket from Fantasy Draft. Whoever has the highest finish out of anybody who puts their name in the comment section, we'll get you some RG swag. We'll send you one of our nice new t-shirts, the limited edition Predators colors potentially as well. So, and that'll count even if I just happen to beat everybody and I win this whole freaking thing, which I don't think is an impossibility because I'm running like fire over there on Fantasy Draft here lately. So put your Fantasy Draft username in the comment section. You got to do it before the game's locked today at 7. And if you beat me, you get a free ticket. And highest score out of everybody who puts their name in, going to win some RG swag. T-shirt, maybe a hat. So doing that little thing for you. Appreciate the people at Fantasy Draft sponsoring this show. Really liking tonight's slate, by the way. I do think, like, DraftKings today looks a little bit soft in the salaries tonight, which I think is going to lead to a lot of duplicate lineups. They really underpriced Max Scherzer over there, and I think he's going to be like 60% owned today. But we've got multiple pitchers to find over on DraftKings and on Fantasy Draft. FanDuel, a little bit tighter pricing today, so that's kind of my first read in terms of the pricing on this slate. But it's a full 15 games, so we got a ton of guys to look over and consider. So let's kind of jump into it. We'll start with starting pitching tonight. And I mentioned Max Scherzer, and I do think he's probably too cheap on FanDuel as well at 11.8. San Diego so far this season has been really bad versus right-handed pitching. You're looking at a K rate, the second worst in baseball. You're looking at a WRC plus of 84, a WOBA under 300. They're not good right now with the bats, and here they are walking into the Nats Stadium against Max Scherzer, and Vegas certainly agrees. A monster favorite for him today at minus 243, the implied run total of only 3 for the Padres. I really have a hard time on multi-pitcher sites, Fantasy Draft, and on DraftKings, just not really locking in Scherzer. today, because I just don't really see a path to him not playing well. And yes, there's always game theory that kind of goes into this a little bit, that you know, if a guy's that chalky, is he worth the fade? And I'm certainly doing that at positional players. We saw it yesterday with what Lamb out there for Arizona at like 60% ownership. And, you know, if you made a pivot there, you could have gained a good bit on the field potentially, even on a, you know, really short slate like we saw. And usually you don't see pitchers too highly above 50% in these giant slates. But I think tonight you will, just because it's pretty easy to get the rest figured out. And, you know, even on fantasy draft, you know, it's not really killing you. I mean, I built a lineup here today. My first lineup I built had two high-dollar pitchers in there. I'll tell you who the other one is in a minute. And I still managed to make a pretty decent lineup. Now, you had to punt a spot or two that you might not love, but with what, a 1-4K guy, you know, Martin Maldonado made my lineup. Not that I love Martin Maldonado, but, you know, you can definitely come down if you're willing to find that that cheaper starting pitcher for the SP2. You can make things work pretty well. So I just don't see a big reason to do it, because I just don't see him having a rough outing here in this game. You know, last game against Atlanta, that was on the road. Wasn't one of his finer outings. Even Philadelphia, the one before that, 9 hits in 6 innings. But this guy, I feel, is going to lock in 30 fantasy draft points today, 40 or 50 draft or FanDuel points tonight. So love me some Max Scherzer, and, you know, I'm not going out on a limb really saying that. But SP2 or tournament options on FanDuel are where we're looking. And I think there's definitely a lot of guys that we can kind of throw into the mix here today. I don't think there's a slam dunk option for us. You know, looking at some of the other names, the guy that really I thought, you know, yesterday was going to be the guy we wanted to play, and that's Jacob DeGrom. And talk about what a difference a environment makes, because he was an over 200 favorite yesterday against San Diego. Oh, by the way, the team that Max Scherzer is facing tonight. He was like a 210 favorite yesterday at home against San Diego. And here he goes today. They push him back. So he's starting against the Pirates today. And Chad Kuhl, who has been hardly a dominant pitcher in this league. I think he's had some bad luck, but not a dominant pitcher by any means. And DeGrom in my basically what the hell, you know, is Vegas thinking line of the day, is an underdog today on the road against Chad Kuhl and the Pirates. I would have pegged this one at probably DeGrom minus, yeah, maybe conservative, minus 135. 140 wouldn't have surprised me. Much more than that's pretty strong for a road favorite. But he's been a dominant pitcher this year, and I was shocked to kind of see this number, and it's really questioning me and how much I want to use Jacob DeGrom today. Now, last season, he was definitely a guy who was better at home than he was on the road, and I'm supposing this could play into it some. I also think that Vegas thinks Chad Kuhl is going to pitch pretty well today. And I was digging into his numbers a little bit. I know a lot of sharp guys have been interested in Kuhl, and he's kind of bombed a little bit. His last start was actually pretty solid. And you look at some of the numbers that he's had this season, this kid throws really, really hard. And you've got an ERA of 5.85. But a fielding independent pitching, 3.78. So solid number there. The Sierra, a little bit less. The hard contact, it's not great at 32%, but you've got a swinging strike rate of about 12%. Excuse me, 11.5%. I don't think I'm going to use Chad Kuhl. I certainly wouldn't use Chad Kuhl in cash games today. But I think he's an interesting one-off if you just want to play the what is Vegas thinking in this line? Because I just can't really understand it. Like, he hasn't been good enough to be a favorite over Jacob DeGrom, but sometimes those guys are really smart. And the one number that really stands out here today with him is he's been BABIPed to death. And batting average balls in play, that's what BABIP stands for. And he's at 352 right now this season. 352 with a left on base rate of 61%, which isn't really good. And that's a lot of bad luck that he has. You know, a lot of bad luck against him. So I think that he is certainly a guy that, that I think that's going to turn a little bit. And when it does, maybe his fortunes can turn a little bit as a starting pitcher. Again, I think he's interesting low-owned tournament play, but I would not quite endorse him in cash games. Let's see. The other pitchers that I'm definitely looking at tonight, Aaron Nola is popping on a lot of projection models, 15-3 over there on Fantasy Draft, 8,100 on FanDuel, and 7,700 on DraftKings. Fairly strong favorite at minus 153 against Cincinnati. Second start off of a quick stint in the disabled list, and he pitched well in that first game back. Went seven innings, gave up four hits, struck out five. I question the upside in him a little bit because I don't think there's huge K upside here against Cincinnati. And that Cincy offense is, they can be sneaky good at times. They don't have very good history, I think, against Aaron Nola, so he's got that going for him. The price point is, I think, what's interesting on him on the kind of lower tier here today, because you could, another guy who's actually a pretty strong favorite tonight is Tanaka for the Yankees, minus 163. He's just pitched really, really poorly, and if you're a believer that, you know, he can turn it around and get back to some of the other ones' performances we've seen, then maybe he's worth a shot, because he's not that much more expensive than Aaron Nola. And, you know, one thing I looked at, and I said it yesterday with Pomeranz, is, you know, ask yourself if he's going to get a win, and then kind of look back at some of the other performances he's had throughout the year in which he got wins. And if you look at the stretch here for Tanaka, 35 FanDuel points with a win, 46 with a win, 46 with a win, 25 with a win, and 40 with a win. Now, the games that he's not pitched well in, games that he's had losses, 3, negative 10, 21, and negative 4. So, seems a bit too risky for cash games, but, you know, this is a guy whose salary is really at the bargain basement. FanDuel-wise, 8,300 is the lowest it's been at all season. It was all the way up to 9,300 before, and it's not like Oakland has bats that you think can go off. I mean, they've got an implied run total today under 4. So he's a guy that I'm looking at a little bit for tournaments tonight. The second largest favorite on the slate today is Michael Clevinger from the Indians. And, you know, I was looking at his Fangraphs page, and I'm not seeing it. Like, I don't think there's anything that stands out there for me that's like, gotta roll this guy out. He looked really solid in that last start. Obviously, what, 55 FanDuel points there. I don't know if he has 8 strikeouts here today against Kansas City, but he got 8 the other day, 2 hits allowed, and that was against a really good Houston team on the road. His two previous starts, one came against Kansas City, gave you 5 strikeouts in 5 innings. The other one against Minnesota gave you 5 strikeouts in 4 1/3 innings. Took the loss that day. 7,800 on FanDuel, 8K on DraftKings, 15,600 on Fantasy Draft. I don't know. I just don't know if I'm a believer in that. I really feel that minus 200 number is a little bit more indicative of the bats there for Cleveland against Ian Kennedy, who's another guy who we talked about the BABIP being bad for Chad Kuhl. Ian Kennedy, he's progressively gotten worse in most of his categories so far, and his BABIP has been sitting at like 189 right now. So I think there's a lot of regression to happen, certainly in that statistic. So I like the Cleveland bats more than I like Clevinger. Normally I can get on board with those guys at that range, you know, who are strong favorites, but something about him I just not necessarily sold on right now. Now, Eduardo Rodriguez at home, another strong favorite, minus 172, is going to get run support tonight. Gallardo, you know, one of the worst numbers out there for pitchers on the mound today. And Rodriguez has been pretty steady. Like, I feel better about him than I do Clevinger tonight, especially when you look at Seattle and their run output. They have been really, really bad. They have scored, they had, what, four games in a row where they scored, I think, one run or less. They finally got four in yesterday's game against Washington, but they are not swinging the bats real strong. Now you add, you know, a lefty and Eduardo Rodriguez out there, and looking at some of his splits here today, against righties, 309 WOBA, 209 in the ISO department against right-handers, and 328 WOBA with a 101 ISO against lefties, and a pretty strong K rate there. So, you know, the power is really suppressed against left-handed bats with him on the mound here today, and they usually roll out a good number of them. Obviously, Nelson Cruz versus a left-handed pitcher is always a good play for your lineups because, you know, it feels like he's got like a 50-50 chance of hitting a home run when that matchup takes place. But if he can navigate around Nelson Cruz today, I don't mind him at all. I think that Eduardo Rodriguez is a nice middle-tier option for us tonight. And then we look at a few other names out there. You know, Carlos Martinez has pitched well, but going to Coors, I think that's a hard pass for me. Alex Wood, you know, this is another line that's really interesting. He against Jake Arrieta tonight, really low game total at 7.5. And Alex Wood, and I know this has to do with who he's playing, but Alex Wood's like last three or four starts, he's been at like minus 230. He's been a crazy strong favorite. Tonight he comes in at just minus 132 against the Cubs. And I'm wondering if Vegas thinks, you know, the Alex Wood tower comes crashing down tonight. I mean, he's been super good, and there's no reason to think that's the case. You know, he's actually has an increase in velocity. Some of the metrics, you know, really appear like, you know, he is becoming a stronger pitcher. But we did see the K rate really drop off that last game against Miami where he had been at 10, 11, 8. He only had 4 in 7 innings in that last start, allowed 6 hits. So I don't think I'm going to Alex Wood tonight. I mean, he's not that pricey when you consider everything. 8,600 on FanDuel, 9,600 on DraftKings, 18,400 on Fantasy Draft. And, you know, you look at his game logs, fantasy draft point-wise, 23, 33, 34 in his last three starts. But the one thing that doesn't really bode well for him is his first start against Chicago only finished with 10 fantasy points. Now, I think that was one of his early starts coming off of injury, only pitched like 3 innings. And, you know, actually only gave up 1 earned run in that start. But he's a guy that I think I'm avoiding today. Because I don't know, you know, that again, Vegas is just, I look for the indicators there, and that's something standing out in that one for me. But it's crazy because you look opposite of him. Alex Wood has been the better pitcher than Jake Arrieta this season. Yeah, Jake Arrieta's got the higher salary pretty much on every site tonight. But it's a low game total, a really good ballpark to pitch in out there. So both those guys tournament eligible for me. And I think that Jaime Garcia could be a guy to look at in tournaments here as well. The Giants a little bit worse versus right-handed pitching, but the one thing that I do like is that Garcia pitched great in this last game against Washington. 7 innings, 8 strikeouts. Again, bit of an outlier, but here's the thing. Washington is one of the toughest teams in the league against left-handed bats. So the fact that he was able to, you know, get through that lineup relatively unscathed, just 1 earned run, picked up the quality start. I mean, he gave you 49 FanDuel points and ended up with the loss that day. I think he can put it together here against San Francisco in a very good pitcher's ballpark. And he's not a favorite. Vegas doesn't love him today. But I know Matt Cain, and he sucks. So I'm not really afraid to think that the Braves can put enough runs to maybe give him the support to pick up the W here tonight, even without Freddie Freeman. And obviously that offense has taken a step back. I've used pitchers against them a good bit with Freeman out, but I think Garcia is a real interesting tournament option tonight. Now, the one other high-tier guy, you know, I mentioned in the opening is Chris Archer. I didn't mention in the opening, but I said I had in my, you know, first iteration on Fantasy Draft was Chris Archer today, just because the Ks are absolutely legit with him. Double digits in three of the last four, and those came against the Yankees, the Royals, Toronto, and he's just, you know, the real deal when it comes to the strikeouts. And obviously, he can get himself in a little bit of trouble with the walks. You know, he had six walks against Cleveland a couple of games ago. But outside of that game, he hasn't really had just a dreadful performance. And, you know, I don't see him walking six guys. Now, Minnesota's got a pretty good eye. But, you know, if he can minimize the walks here tonight, the upside is enormous, especially in the strikeout department. But big fan of his potentially tonight, again, is maybe a lower-owned guy. I mean, he is, just to give you some context here, Archer's a minus 135 favorite to DeGrom, who's an underdog today at plus 103. So if I'm paying up for that SP2, I'm playing the Vegas numbers today. The matchup looks pretty, you know, fair. I mean, Minnesota, I think they're top five wOBA-wise against right-handed pitching. They have some guys who can rake, but they also have some strikeouts in that lineup as well that I think Archer can get to. So he is the other guy that I'm looking at today for my pitcher spot. All right, those are the guys I'm playing. Let's get to the bats tonight. And again, we're going to go positional here. If you're playing on Fantasy Draft, again, infield, outfield, utility, you don't have to use particular positions, which I think is kind of nice from time to time. But let's start with catcher. And how about my boy Centeno for Houston? Back-to-back games, home runs. Could this be the new Gary the Goat? I don't know about that, but if he's in the lineup tonight, I don't hate him at, what, 2,800 over there on FanDuel. So, you know, he's certainly a guy to, you know, consider in your lineups there. But if you're paying up at the catcher spot, you know, Gary Sanchez against Kendall Graveman, I seem to say him every day on the show. And the thing about him, though, is he, you know, he's not going to likely strike out. Graveman does not have a lot of K upside here. So I see him potentially making contact here in this matchup. And the salary doesn't kill you at all at 3.3K. But the punt guys for me, and then Evan Gattis as well against Kevin Gossman, who's really been bad. Gattis, pretty good game yesterday. Houston, relatively underpriced. I know that George Springer seemingly has screwed everybody the last two or three games. But, you know, Gattis, pretty strong bat that you get in the middle of that order at, again, 3.2. So he's fine. Now, you might want to look to punt options today simply because, well, you're going to be paying up at starting pitcher, depending on where you're at. Cameron Rupp's kind of intriguing against Tim Adelman tonight. Again, I kind of like him. I think he's sneaky good player. Adelman has not been great his last couple starts. Fairly high team total for the Phillies today at home. The looks like the inside edge gives it a 5-star ranking for him. It says Rupp slugging 773 in his last 24 plate appearances against soft-throwing righties like Adelman over the last two seasons. So there you go. Inside edge likes him at 2.5K. I can kind of give that endorsement as well. Let's see. Not a lot else that I'm loving today. The beef is always interesting. He gets a matchup against Musgrove, who's been fine, but Wellington Castillo can run pretty hot, and we saw that last week when he had, what, four games in a row with three hits. Again, a lot of upside with Wellington Castillo as a pay-up option. And I mentioned Martin Maldonado. If he is in the lineup today against Dan Straley tonight on Fantasy Draft, probably in particular, just because the floor on the salary there is so low. He's only 4K over there. So if you got a pulse, and he's not the worst hitter on the board today, but he can get you bigger pitching and some big bats. So again, as a punt option, he's a guy to look at. And something to definitely keep your eye on today, and I'm going to say it right now in case I forget to mention players. The second half of that doubleheader, we've got a guy named Tyler Danish pitching for the Chicago White Sox against Detroit. Tyler Danish had a K rate below 5 per 9 innings in the minor leagues. What that's telling me is he's going to give up a lot of contact. He's going to pitch to contact today in the majors in his debut, and that's not going to work out well for him, especially against the Tigers lineup that is starting to swing it really well. I watched that game last night. They looked really good. They, you know, put some runs up, but also had some really hard hit outs last night. And the question is, are we going to have a Detroit lineup in time for game two before rosters lock at 7 o'clock? Now, again, we've got late swap everywhere, so you have the ability to make those edits. But just something to kind of keep your eye on. I think somebody said that second game was not, or either of these games were on DraftKings schedule, but they are on FanDuel, they are on Fantasy Draft, and I'm telling you, I think Mr. Danish here is going to get peppered tonight. So Alex Avila, another name to throw out there if he's in the lineup. All right, moving on to first base tonight, and I think this is, again, always a spot where we can potentially look to punt, and Matt Adams has been locked in lately. Not the best hitting environment you have in baseball out there in San Francisco, but that also improves when you have Matt Cain on the mound, who's a gas can. So Matt Adams tonight, 2,700 over on FanDuel. Looks like 66 over on Fantasy Draft and 33 over on DraftKings. So I think he is a guy who's really looked like a different hitter since he's gone over to Atlanta. I'm going to ride that hot bat a little bit tonight. If you're not playing Chad Kuhl tonight, Lucas Duda had a nice home run yesterday, and just too cheap at 2,600 over on FanDuel. So a guy to consider there. Matt Carpenter should probably be mega chalk tonight, moving to Coors against Senzatella, who hasn't been great. And the fact of the matter is, DraftKings didn't price up, I think, the St. Louis bats enough. And at 4,600 there, 9K over on Fantasy Draft, too cheap over on those sites. Even 4,400 on FanDuel, you could probably make work with Scherzer tonight. So he's probably going to be chalk, and rightfully so. But there are other options. I mean, I love both first basemen today out there in Cleveland. You know, we talked about Ian Kennedy. I just don't think he's very good. And both these guys can hit the baseball a long way. You know, Encarnacion got really off to a pretty slow start, but his home runs kind of come in bunches. He had two of them the other night. And I actually had Santana locked in my first fantasy draft lineup that I built here today, just because he's a good bit cheaper than E5 is. You know, he's at 7,600 over there. So that's just way too cheap, I think. And another five-star matchup on the inside edge, slugging 459 in the last 716 plate appearances against right-handed pitchers with average strikeout rates like Kennedy over the last two seasons. So I like Carlos Santana a good bit tonight. A little bit of BVP for Albert Pujols against Dan Straley. See if that if that roof is open out there in Miami, might have a little bit more interest there if that is the case. And then if you wanted to pick on the on Giovanni Gallardo today, you know, Mitch Moreland's been really locked in at the plate lately. So I think his salary has risen, but if you want to go back to the well and stack that up again, he's a pretty moderate salary at 3,400. I think I like Santana a little bit better, but look at this guy. Multi-hit games and three consecutive and hits in seven straight for Mitch Moreland. So got a hot bat rolling right there. Okay, moving on. Second base. And, you know, Rognudo Odor, I hadn't played him the last couple days. Didn't really like the pitching matchups that he was going against out there in Boston, but I think it's a little bit better one today against Mike Bolsinger, and the salary really hasn't caught up here at 2,900. So I think he is in play today against Bolsinger. You know, Kipnis as well against Kennedy at 3.3. Again, moderate salary. You can really fit that one into your lineups and feel pretty good about it. So I like him today. D. Gordon has been pretty hot as well. Multi-hit games in 1, 2, 3, 4. Four of his last five, and, you know, hits in five straight games. Usually batting in that leadoff spot. Not afraid to pick on Jesse Chavez a little bit today. I actually think that we've got an underpriced Giancarlo Stanton tonight. So if you want to stack up some fish, he's a guy that you're going to probably want to put into your lineup at that cheap of a price point. Let's see. I think that's, and then obviously Kinsler. I talked about Danish. You know, I'm not a fan of his, so I don't think I love him as a one-off at 3-4, because you can go up and get Daniel Murphy at 3-8 against Perdomo, which is you know, a much better matchup, and he's really, really good. So, but on the cheap, probably Odor for me at second base tonight. Okay, moving on to third. Depends on where you're playing here. Evan Longoria, pretty cheap price tag over on FanDuel. Gets a lefty at just $2,700. And, you know, this season hasn't really been good versus lefties. 262 WOBA and a 170 batting average. But for the last two seasons, it's about double those numbers here against left-handed pitching. So he used to be dominant when he first came up against lefties, but maybe not so much anymore. Joey Gallo has kind of been a fade against lefties the last 2 days, but now gets Bolsinger out there in a good ballpark. And, you know, at $2,800, reasonable price tag. He's a perfect tournament one-off because you just hope he hits a home run. And a real big pricing discrepancy between FanDuel and DraftKings on him. He's $1,500 cheaper on FanDuel than DraftKings. So that's pretty significant. So FanDuel looks like the spot where you're going to want him tonight. Jed Jerko, love him on DraftKings today. A little bit, you know, FanDuel priced them up accordingly. So good job by them. He's at 4-3. He's more than Chris Bryant is today. I think the most expensive third baseman you have on the slate. But on DraftKings, Fantasy Draft, Jed Jerko, absolutely a name that we can look at today. Let's see. Any other third baseman standing out to me? They're mainly the guys that I'm looking at. I don't hate Mikel Franco. Again, you look for those matchups against poor pitchers and take advantage of it with Franco then. And he's actually had hits in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of his last 10 games. So appears to be hitting the ball pretty well right now. And then Todd Frazier, way too cheap over on Fantasy Draft tonight at $7,400 there, especially in this matchup today against the lefty and Matt Boyd. It's kind of cold. Wind could be blowing in. I don't think I'm stacking Chicago side on that one. Detroit side I'm fine with. But I think Frazier, especially, he's kind of heating up just a little bit. Maybe a guy to consider there. And he's not, he's not heating up that much. He did hit a home run, and that was in Arizona. But I still think, as a one-off in tournament, he's got double-dong upside. All right, let's go to shortstop here, and not a position that I am really in love with. Most people would be in agreement with me there. You know, Trey Turner and Carlos Correa are your high-dollar options tonight. I'd give the edge to Correa if I'm going to pick between those two. Another big home run for him last night. I just don't see either of them particularly playable, considering the high salary at starting pitcher. In fact, you could even make an argument Francisco Lindor is a better option today against Ian Kennedy. Really like Lindor's prospects. I mean, this guy's an awesome hitter. I mean, he's had a hit in every game since May the 13th, so really locked in right now at the plate. But your value options, Elvis Andrus against Bolsinger at 2,600, hits near the top of the order. Again, Bolsinger can be had a home run yesterday. Not a guy that gives you a ton of upside because he's not a home run guy, but could turn the lineup over and works there. Another name, Tim Beckham. Fantasy draft special for you. I think he's like 5-6 over there on fantasy draft. And going against the lefty, potentially will be leading off here. And he's got a 318 WOBA, 141 in the ISO department against left-handers over the last couple of seasons. So don't mind me some Tim Beckham today on the cheap. Xander Bogaerts obviously had the big game yesterday. He's not cheap, though, at 3-7, but if you want to believe in the hot bat, he might apply there. Seager feels a little bit cheap at 3,100. Again, 403 the WOBA versus righties, 219 ISO, 323 average. Arrieta can have strong stuff, but he's not the best pitcher in the league like he was a couple of years ago. So if he fits your lineup build, I can live with it just because of the talent and the handedness that he has. Okay, moving to outfield. This is where I really want to get some Detroit exposure. I think three of the better price per point options in the entire slate, at least on FanDuel: Upton, Tyler Collins, JD Martinez tonight against Danish. 2.7 for Upton, 2.3 for Collins, 3.7 for Martinez, who should have had a home run. Anybody see that last night? He hit a bomb that would have literally been a home run, I think, in any other ballpark. But for whatever reason, this ball hit the top, hit the yellow line, and then bounced back into into play. Like, I don't know with physics how that's possible, because it had to be going at an outward angle and still somehow bounce back in without hitting a wall or anything else. It was kind of freakish. So he should have had two home runs last night. And, you know, with Collins and Upton hitting, you know, probably pretty decent in that lineup. Upton had a real nice game yesterday. You know, he's got some stolen base upside. Really like those guys tonight. I think they definitely work. Nelson Cruz feels a little bit too cheap versus a lefty. 3.8K there. So I think we can fire him up. If you want to play the hot stick tonight, it's Carlos Gonzalez, and he is really locked in at the plate. It's not a great matchup against Carlos Martinez, who I think has got really good stuff out there, but sometimes you just kind of got to overlook that. And just to give you some context here for Cargo, let's see. He's 2 for 5, 3 for 5, 2 for 4, 3 for 5, 1 for 3, 1 for 3, 2 for 5, had an 0 for 4, and then had hits in four straight games before that. So, you know, you want to play him when he's seeing the ball well, and right now he's really seeing the ball well. So fire him up tonight. Benintendi's been just fine as well. Just, you know, really great fantasy performer, because stolen bases in three of the last four games. Obviously, you know, when you're stealing bases, you're putting yourself in position to score runs, which he's done in four consecutive games. So the price is up there at $3,800 on FanDuel, $87 on Fantasy Draft, and $45 on DraftKings. Probably not a one-off, but more than likely a guy I'd be willing to put into my, obviously, my Boston stacks tonight. Do we dare go back to George Springer against Kevin Gausman? I mean, he appears to be locked in some sort of cold streak here. One hit over his last 5 games. That's not good. Now, that can swing pretty quick for him. It's only one swing of the bat. Definitely can't play that in cash games tonight, but hitting first against Kevin Gausman, a team total of, 4.98 today. He should be fine. You would think to do something in this matchup, but you probably would have thought that the last three or four games as well. Mookie Betts, I continue to play him and kind of been disappointed here lately, but maybe this is the spot for him to get things to turn today. $4,500 over on FanDuel tonight. I mean, he hasn't been terrible. He has hits in 8 of his last 9 games, but only one extra base hit. Ugh. Come on, Mookie. Come on. You can do it. Let's see. A few other names for me that I'm looking at. Let's see. Let me bring up that fantasy draft lineup, see what else. Yeah, Giancarlo Stanton over there at 8K, just too darn cheap for me. I've got him fired up in my preliminary lineup over there. All right, let's get to the stacks here today. The teams that I think that, you know, we might want to consider stacking up. Again, this is early in the day, but these are my favorite ones. Love the Tigers today against the White Sox and Danish. Definitely looking to go there. I think Cleveland tonight against Ian Kennedy. Sign me up for that. Can go back to the well with Boston a little bit. And it's funny because they've been so chalky lately, and they've been good, not great, that I think a lot of people might jump off there. So I don't hate that one. I think, you know, a great one-off here tonight. The Yankees, their bats have cooled a little bit. But doesn't this feel like an Aaron Judge home run happening today against Kendall Graveman? I mean, another guy where you look for the matchups that he's going to make contact in, and I feel like this is one. So, you know, he's cooled off a little bit. Been, 5 games since he hit a home run? By the way, it's been like 14 games since Giancarlo hit a home run, so I feel one might be coming tonight. Let's see. Cardinals, obviously, in Coors. That's an easy one. I don't have a good read on Diamondbacks Brewers. You know, I mean, it's a fine hitter's ballpark. Guerra against Godley. Two guys who I just don't really feel like I want to pick on either of them. I know Godley, a ground ball pitcher, so I'm kind of off of that one tonight. And I think the Braves are sneaky. You know, you don't usually want to stack guys out there in San Francisco, but if you wanted to put Kemp, who's got some BVP against Kane, with Matt Adams, maybe an Enciarte, and, you know, Phillips, Markakis, Dansby Swanson, even a Tyler Flowers, I don't hate it. I just think that Kane's not good. So I like stacking against pitchers who are not good. And then lastly, the Rangers. You know, I kind of glossed over them. I didn't really gloss over them. I feel like I talked about them at every single position. Against Bolsinger, I know that Toronto's got the run total over 5 here tonight. Maybe that's the side we should want against A.J. Griffin, but I don't think Griffin's been all that terrible so far. His last 2 starts haven't been great. 9 hits in 3 innings, 7 innings, or 7 hits in 5 innings. 9 and 4 earned runs, but, you know, the 4 or 5 starts before then, decent enough for me. So, I don't know. Not necessarily on Vegas' side there with Toronto. All right. That's the lowdown. That's the slate for tonight. Last second reminder, fantasy draft. Add your name to the comment section. If you beat me, you get a ticket. Everybody who beats me, not just one. If anybody who beats me gets one ticket into either the $25 golf GPP coming up for the U.S. Open or any other $25 MLB GPP. So if you're not a golf guy, we don't want to, you know, stick you with a ticket that you're not comfortable using. And highest score out of everybody who puts their name in the comment section playing on Fantasy Draft, you get yourself a Roto Grinders swag pack. So make sure you play in that contest tonight. It's $25 and $25,000 prize pool on the board today over at Fantasy Draft. So definitely hope you do that. I'm out of here. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for subscribing to us over on iTunes. Catch me again on Sirius XM tonight, right before roster lock from 6 to 7. So we'll give you an updated take on the night's slate. And all sorts of Grinders Live content starts at 3:30. We've got premium shows for the FanDuel and DraftKings subscribers as well behind the paywall. And just know that we'll be back with the podcast next week. Till then, thanks so much for listening. And enjoy the Memorial Day back on Tuesday here. And we will see you.